Hey y'all, it's Justine Mentor from Mentor Management. I'm an LA-based dance choreographer and educator turned career coach, and I'm all about inspiring, motivating, and educating professional dancers. I'm so excited to bring you Dance Careers Unfiltered, where we chat about the nitty-gritty behind the business side of the entertainment industry. The stuff that people don't know, they need to know. Let's dive in.
Welcome to Dance Careers Unfiltered. Today's guest is Charity Baroni, dancer, choreographer, educator, who's currently based in Nashville. We discuss her prolific career as a dancer in LA, like two Taylor Swift tours, Selena Gomez, Katy Perry, you name it, and why recognizing the human in all of us drove her career further along than anything else. We also dive into the realities of being a tour dancer, what it was like watching the Eras Tour as a former dancer, and the mental well-being of professional dancers. Please welcome Charity. How are you?
I'm good. I just finished teaching three private lessons. So I'm really glad you can't smell me from where you're at.
No, we can't. We can't. Well, you look great. You look fresh and love
put
the
a lip on.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It always makes a big difference, right?
It really does.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. And I'm on my husband's account as well. So, but normally I have it like set to where I have like the virtual like lip color and like fill in the brow. Like,
wait, that's a thing. Oh my gosh.
Yes. You could just go to like your video thing. And all right, let's see if I can
get with the times.
Right. Wait, I forget what it is. I think it's backgrounds and effects. Oh yeah. And then you go to studio effects and then you can like play with your, yeah, I have it on. Oh, I do have it on, but I need to make it more. See?
Ooh.
And you can pick you can pick different colors. This is a different one.
Pink looks good.
See, now I'm kind of more like you. Isn't that wild that you can do that?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. They got smart.
I'm going to take it down a notch though. Anyways, let's jump in because I know we don't have a lot of time. We are busy. You're a busy, busy lady. Tell everyone who you are and a little bit about your journey in the dance world.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm Charity Baroni and my married name is Littenberg, but I still go by Charity Baroni professionally. It's always hard to like fit everything into like this, like, okay, and this is my dance journey, but I will surely try. I actually didn't get started dancing in a studio till I was 17. But I just loved it. And I auditioned here in Nashville. I trained as much as I could. Hip hop was like my main thing. And then realizing like, oh, I should probably be like well-rounded if I want to book things. I was very, very green when I started. I mean, isn't everyone when they start? So I eventually actually auditioned for a reality show here in Nashville. It was during the writer's strike of 2017. I mean, 2007.
Yeah.
There was a writer's strike and there were all these reality shows. I don't know if you remember that season, but there was one called Bruno vs. Carrie Ann Dance War.
Yes, I remember that one. Yes, that was the year I got here.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. So I got to LA because of that show. We were there kind of around the same time.
Yeah.
That got me there. I was on that show and made friends and connections and found an agent through it. And basically the choreographers and my agent were like, if you want to do this thing, you just have to move out to California. And I was like, please. So I moved out to LA. I think I had $114. Yeah. I was very brave and very just like, this is what I'm going to do. I want to do this. So I ate oatmeal for like 2 months because it was all I could afford. You know, the whole like, I got in a wreck. I had to take the bus like 2.5 hours to classes if I could get off my hostessing job, you know. But yeah. I was always like determined to stay I just loved the energy of it and fell in love with California itself. And then also just the energy of the dance culture. I just started auditioning a ton. And then I auditioned for the Grammys with Katy Perry. And I booked that, which was so surreal. I didn't even know how to spell Grammys, which is so funny to me. I'm like, I just remember showing up to like rehearsals and being like, oh, I think this is like a really big deal. Yeah. So that was awesome. And they wanted
to choreograph that.
It was Brian Anthony. I'm not sure if he's still doing
it. I don't either.
I don't know. But yeah, Brian Anthony. And I also actually worked the Vegas Bellagio New Year's show. Plus.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
E plus. And it was
going to say E squared. That didn't sound right.
E squared, yeah. You know, but that was Marcel and Kevin. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool to get that experience with them. I did that for a few years. Anyway, I did the Grammys, just kept auditioning. And then actually my best friend called me. She was on the show with me, Dance Four, and she moved to Nashville and I moved to LA after the show because she wanted to sing and I wanted to dance. I ended up helping her get an agent in Nashville and she ended up booking background vocals with Taylor Swift for her first tour. And then amazing. Taylor ended up letting one of the dancers go a week before tour started. It was her first time having dancers. So like she was figuring it all out. You know, she was 19 at the time, I think. Wow. 18.
Yeah.
So it was just a brand new world for her. Yeah. And then my best friend was like, hey, I have a really good friend in LA. She's a professional dancer. She's actually from Nashville. Do you want to look at YouTube videos and see if she's like maybe the vibe? And that is what ended up booking me on Taylor's Fearless tour. And then through that, she asked me to come back for Speak Now. And through that, I met Selena Gomez and she became a friend of mine. And then I ended up touring with her. So it sounds like I'm just like, oh yeah, I got phone calls and I just like booked tours. But there was a lot of devastation and hunger and being broke and audition after audition and
oatmeal.
All of that, all in between. And what? Yeah.
And oatmeal.
Yeah. And oatmeal, yes.
Right.
I still am like, I don't know if I can eat it.
You're like so over it. Yeah. Wow. That's amazing.
Nutshell version.
This seems like a good place as any to remind you of some of the freebies I offer and how to find them. You can find my latest Reels cheat sheet, super great for planning out your reel shoot or just some video content creation, at justinementor.com/reels. I also offer a free class on my concept of the digital dance bag, which is an approach to organizing your online submissions for any kind of job. And of course, you can always jump into a free 20-minute one-on-one consultation that you can find at justinementor.com/shop. Also, brand spanking new, if you're an avid listener of the podcast, I finally have a way you can support more than you already do by becoming a podcast producer. For $5 a month, fans of Dance Careers Unfiltered who want to support, make a production impact, and get their voices heard can visit justinementor.com/podcast to learn more. Back to the episode. So you did 2 Taylor tours?
Yes, I did.
And then Selena's tour and God knows what else. Yes.
And random things.
No, I was reading your bio and I was like, oh my God, damn girl, like has done so many awesome things. Like I'm so excited to pick your brain. So how was all of that? Like tell me about your experience touring and like what that was all like.
Touring is a wild, wild ride. There's so much about it that just requires a certain type of temperament and personality. And I thankfully loved it. It's definitely not for the faint of heart. It is not glamorous. It looks so glam, but the reality of it is you're lugging suitcases in and out of a venue every other day. You're in a different time zone, a different like weather, all of that. It gets really grueling, and it's all worth it when you get on stage at night, yeah. Obviously. You know, you can go a little bit insane too, because it's the same thing every day over and over. Yeah. And there's so many like beautiful, surreal moments every day. Yeah. And then there's days that you just feel a little bit like, oh, I'm going to work today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which feels really weird if you've never experienced that. It's like, how dare you like normalize that? Right. But yeah, there's a lot to it that you have to just really focus on mental and emotional health, as well as physical health, obviously. But if you're not well in your mind and emotions, you're going to go down in flames. Yeah. So I think that's another thing too, is like the things the artists deal with every day, someone knocking on their door every 3 seconds, you're needed for this, you're needed for that, you're needed for this, this PR, this phone call, you know, it's like, I thankfully became really close friends with Taylor and Selena when I was on tour with them, which I'm very blessed to say. And I think it's because I realized they're human, and they need friends just as much as I need a friend on the road, yeah. You know? But being in there and being that close to it, you just see the reality of it. And like, even their lives, yes, there's so many really cool perks, obviously, really cool perks, private jets, vacations, like whatever you want, whenever you want it.
Yeah.
And with that, there's also a lot of, there can be loneliness and not knowing who you can trust, who loves you for what you are instead of who you are. And just how many people need you all the time and then expect you to just be on all the time. It's like, you kind of have to become this enigma or this like product, because everyone expects this is going to be the best show of their lives. So, you know, you have to show up and you have to do it. And it's really inspiring to watch people push through. And also it really is so fun to be on stage and connect with the other dancers and the band members and the audience, you know? So yeah, there's a lot. I got insomnia. Like, I acquired insomnia because of touring, sleeping on the buses, and you know, you're not allowed to shit on the bus. So there's like all those little things where you're like, oh, I can't even throw toilet paper in the toilet. Like, I have to put it in a trash can, you know? It's like those little things that you're like, you think about tour and you just see like thousands of people watching you perform. Right. And in reality, there's a lot to it, as well as like really, really great, fun, amazing parts.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Pros and cons.
Yeah.
Wow. Have you seen the new Taylor? Have you seen the Eras Tour?
Yes. I was like crying. Yeah. Honestly, to see her growth as an artist from the tours that I was on, and she was still incredible, but she was still finding her artistry, you know, to going to a show and being in the audience. I'm getting chills thinking about it.
Yeah.
I was like, it sounds so silly, but I was like, I'm so proud of her. Like, I'm so in awe of just what she's doing and who she is. And she's like commanding 80,000 people on stage by herself. And that is, it's really cool. And it was also really fun for me to go, wow, like, I used to do that. That's really cool that I used to do that. It's an incredible show. It's incredible.
Yeah, I'm the choreography, so curious.
The production.
Gosh, I know. Agreed. I'm so curious, like, what that would be like to go, you know, how they always say, like, when you return to a place that hasn't changed and you yourself have changed and this and that. I mean, obviously it's a different tour and it's a different time, but like, what was that like? Like, watching that as a former, I mean, I know you just said, it's just surreal for you.
But I mean, honestly, I was really nervous. I was thinking like, what if I go and I'm just like so devastated that I'm not doing this anymore? Yeah. Or you know, that was one of the, or like, what if I go and I'm like, oh my gosh, I miss Taylor so much. Or, you know, if you just think of all the things that you could feel. And so I just kind of was like, okay, you know what, I'm going to go experience this and feel whatever I need to feel and watch some beautiful art. And so the experience honestly was cathartic. Because I still have, so I've lived in Nashville now. I've not toured in 8 years, 7 years. And I still like have so many things that I miss about that life, like being the pro dancer and just LA and my friends and all of that. So I was wondering if I was gonna like have that like, oh, that like that kind of heartache of, oh, I miss that.
A little FOMO.
Yes, FOMO, absolutely.
Yeah.
But it was actually really beautiful to go and have moments of being like, oh, I really miss this. And then moments of, this is so cool that I get to tell my daughter that this is something I used to do. That she can like do big things if she wants to. It made me really grateful for where I'm at. And I think that was the cathartic part, because I do have moments where I'm like, did I stop too early? Did I like, should I? And in reality, it made me really grateful for the experiences that I've had. And then now to get to dream with my daughter for things, you know, she's two, but who knows, you know, who knows what she's going to do.
That is beautiful though. Like, that's amazing that you had that experience going there and that it was so positive. And I also was just like, I'm not a Swiftie and I've never been on tour with an artist. So it didn't mean the same things for you as you, but my friend is also her background vocalist. I mean, she is currently.
That's awesome.
And I also have a former dancer from my company who is in the show. And so I have, so both of them are dancers. The background vocalist is a dancer. So probably similar as your friend who was like also dancing, but also want to do vocalism. The part of me that like struck me the most was looking out at the audience and just watching all these people's dreams just like happening in real time. It was wild.
It's so wild. It really is so wild to know how much work and sweat and blood and tears and dreams went into every single person that's on that stage is just, it's beautiful. And
what do you think about the length? Like almost 4 hours or so,
I mean,
right?
That
what
was,
do you think about that?
Was, I think there were some moments that could have had some not as long.
Right.
But it's just hard though, because it's like, well, every song is a banger.
Yeah.
So totally. It didn't feel like I was sitting there for 3 hours. You know, there was like a little bit of downtime during like the folklore stuff.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I was like, okay, let's get some of these like again. But
totally.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised that it didn't feel as long as it was.
Yeah. So now you are in Nashville again, which is where you're from. And what are you like, what was that transition like for you coming back to Nashville? And like, how is dance a part of your life now?
Yeah. It was actually a really hard transition. I obviously made the decision to leave, but it wasn't really something that I was ready to make the decision for. I actually came back to, I'm from Nashville originally. So when I say come back, I moved back in order to take care of my mental and emotional health, thinking that I would go right back out after I got healed, you know, like after a year. But instead, I took a break from the industry. I was pretty burnt out by the time I left, and I actually experienced some trauma on the last gig that I did. And that was one thing that just kind of made me go, okay, I think I need to take a step away and like zoom out a little bit and do what's healthy for me and take care of myself. So yeah, the transition was, it was really hard, but it was also so necessary and so great to just come like collapse in the arms of my family and be like, okay, I don't have to be this strong, independent badass right now. I can just be Charity. I'm enough, not being this person's background dancer or that I know this person or whatever. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm me and I'm enough being me. Mm-hmm. So through that, I'm still here. So I met my now husband and fell in love, and I realized I have something to give to this industry that isn't me just being a performer. I've really pulled from my experiences of everything that I've done and really grown a heart and a passion for helping other dreamers, whether that be dancers that want to do this or artists that are wanting like to know a little bit more about the behind the scenes or like what it really takes. I'm so blessed that I got to see all of that firsthand and now be able to just kind of like share it with other people that want to experience it. And it's something that I'm really, really passionate about. So it's been really cool to get to do that and know that it's still a way that I am in the industry, but I'm still also able to take care of my daughter and, you know, make my own hours with it. And I feel really, really grateful and lucky that I get to do that.
Amazing. So beautiful.
Yeah. Thank you.
So then what would be your, I'm like scheming. What would be I'm sure everybody asked you this, but like, what was the one thing that kept your drive going, kept your career really flowing beyond your physical talent? Yeah. Kind of on the business side, like what was happening behind the scenes that really allowed you to move from all those, to have all the success that you did?
Honestly, I feel like dance was the conduit to help me build relationships and find like what really truly does matter. The drive for me was just being able to connect and have this thing that I loved doing be the driving force of that. So obviously I got so burnt out plenty of times, and it's so crazy as a dancer, you can literally be on top of the world and the minute tour is over, you're back to waiting tables. Right. And so there's so much reality to it where it's like, I wish I would have had someone guide me with how to like save my money better, because we're human beings. We're not human doings. And yeah, just knowing like it's so much bigger than being a performer and building your resume, which I think is what kept me working, honestly, because I knew that being authentic and being authentic and being who I was and like loving people well, because that's what I want to do. That's what kept driving me. And then it was really cool when people would recognize that and be like, okay, yeah, I want to be around her. It was like, that's a bonus. It's not like I was doing it for that, but just became this cool kind of track.
Yeah. Well, when you're authentic like that and you're doing it because you love it and you genuinely want to connect with people and it comes back to you and you're like, oh, then this is genuine. This is coming from a good place. And it feels good.
This is
Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. So what's next for Charity Baroni? Am I saying that right?
You are. Okay, that's great. Now, I think one thing about me that's kind of been true my whole life is I am not great at planning ahead. It's not really been something that I'm like, oh, in 5 years I want to do this, or like I have this big goal. It's kind of like I just go with whatever is kind of like meant for me. Not saying that I'm not driven. I'm very driven. But I think right now my biggest focus is just really, really helping other dreamers and artists and dancers and doing like those kinds of lessons. And I thankfully have done lots of music videos here and those kinds of things where I love being on set. So anything I can do to get me on set, and I really enjoy being behind the scenes. And sometimes I'm like, ooh, can I be in front of the camera this time? But like, yeah, just for one.
Yeah, just for one.
Yeah. Oh, can I show you how to? Right. Yes.
Totally.
But yeah, that's kind of, I'm really just taking it a day at a time. I think once I had my daughter, it was really, really, really hard. Postpartum was very hard for me because she was a surprise. Yeah. And being a touring dancer and an adventurer, I'm used to like things changing every 2 seconds and being like, right. Oh, I'm going, here I go, here I go. And to have to just sit. And I know you're a mama, you know, you just have to sit sometimes and be like, oh my gosh, I am just keeping this person alive. And that is my purpose today. So I feel like I'm just now coming out of that. And I'm obsessed with my daughter.
Aww.
And it's become so fun. She just started her first dance class last week. Aww. I'm just like, oh my gosh, she's so cute. And I'm like, you don't have to choose this. I just want to see if you like it.
Yeah, totally.
She loved it. It's just so cute.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I think now it's just what's next for me is being a present badass mom that like can raise a child to like know her value and worth and that she's enough just being who she is. And then also helping other people in this industry.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
That's a,
and eating
that's
a
great.
Lot of really good. I love to eat. Yes. So that's always part of the plan.
Right. Absolutely. Yes. That is always a part of the agenda. I love all of that. That's so fantastic. I have an almost 2-year-old daughter. She's my third. And I had two boys before. So I got her. Yeah.
You got all that.
Yeah. But I got her. I had two boys and then I had my girl. And I was just like, oh, this is awesome.
It's so different, right?
So different. Yeah.
Girls are just different. I'm so glad that I had a daughter. I would have loved a son as well. But
yeah.
Girls are who run the world.
Yes. And I love what you said too about like knowing her worth and knowing her value and teaching that. So important for everyone really, but yeah, for us ladies. Absolutely. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So tell everyone where they can find you online.
Yay. On Instagram. I need to get better at TikTok, but my Instagram is at Charity Baroni. And then I also have a website, charitybaroni.com. I need to update it, but it is there and you can reach out to me through it.
Okay.
There you go. Amazing. And my email is booking@charitybaroni.com. So.
Amazing. Thank you so much for taking time. I know it was so hard to carve out time, and I know it not even just carve out the time, but like carve out quiet time. So
you totally do know that
and really appreciate it. I know the work that goes into that. So
I'm really honored that you had me. I'm really glad we got to do this.
Yeah. I'm really glad we got to connect too.
Thanks so much for listening. Don't forget to check out mentor.management on Insta and justinemtor.com/mentormanagement. That's MNTRMGMT. Check out the show notes to find links to my offerings and today's guest. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the show. See you next time.